Governor Pat McCrory wants lawmakers to give his administration more money to lure businesses to the state. The state's main fund is the Job Development Investment Grant, or JDIG, program, and it's nearly out of money. But now a new report from the liberal North Carolina Justice Center claims the JDIG program is ineffective. WFAE's Ben Bradford joins me to discuss. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Mark.
Remind us briefly, how does the JDIG program work?
The state offers a package of tax breaks for a company to expand or move to North Carolina. And to get it, the company agrees to create X number of jobs and invest X dollars in salaries and other local spending. So MetLife agrees to create 2,600 jobs and gets up to $87 million in tax breaks. That was a blockbuster.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the problem?
I'll let Alan Fryer from the NC Justice Center explain that. He wrote this report, and it looks at every one of these contracts that the state signed with a company from 2002 to 2013. Here's what he concludes.
Unfortunately, the JDIG program is better at producing splashy headlines about jobs than actually creating the reality of new jobs. In fact, 60% of all the JDIG projects that the state has entered into since the program was founded in 2002 have failed.
Fryer defines failed as the state either never paid out any money or demanded return of what it did pay because jobs never materialized. And by the way, the conservative John Locke Center agrees.
Well, what has been the reaction from the McCrory administration?
Commerce Department spokeswoman Kim Gennardo calls the report sensational and biased. She says a little less than half of the failed companies actually pulled out during the recession. And she points out that when that happens, they've generally already created some jobs and the state still gets its money back. That's happening with Chiquita, for instance. And actually, this is interesting. Fryer agrees.
North Carolina's JDIG program is actually a national model for how to do accountability around incentives right. We're one of the best in the country. We're the best in the Southeast.
But he says lawmakers would typically cut a program where 60% of what it works on doesn't pan out. He's not suggesting that in this case, but has called for a study of what's worked and what hasn't before we give the program any more money.
WFAE's Ben Bradford, thank you.
Thank you.